Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scandal and Vice, or Sugar and Spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Schuster, joined by our dear, dear friend, Garrett Vogel from Z100, the Elvis Duran Show. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Happy Monday, Rob Schuster. Glad to see you. You bring this thing on a Monday where it's just like you lead us in, like you are leading us into a very hectic, busy week with your kind tone.
Thank you.
How was your weekend?
A lovely weekend. We got our Christmas tree. We put our Christmas tree up.
Are you a real or fake?
It's a real tree. So we found a real tree and it's lovely and I'm very fussy about the shape. And so I drive those people crazy in New York. They sell them on the streets.
Isn't that your life story?
To find the perfect shape. Absolutely right in every sense, you dirty devil. But this tree is just delicious. It's up. I even posted a little picture. So if you want to see where Rob Schuster actually lives, you can see it on Instagram. I'm up there with my Christmas tree.
I'm sure it's hideous. Not in the picture. I'm sure it's
very pretty. The tree, actually, you know what it is? The tree makes every room just look lovely. So it just
of course. No,
up.
Agreed. Me, on the other hand, I was a real tree guy growing up. Real tree, mm-hmm. real tree. Then as soon as you got your own, I got my own place with my wife, Allie, and we bought a real tree. And then spiders came with the real tree. And we're like, no more real trees. Amazon, here we come.
Know,
it's so great.
Do you
great.
Know what the trick is to this? This is a little bit of a secret. When you buy a real tree, you get the person that sells it to you to bang it on the floor 6 or 7 times before you carry it into the apartment. And apparently all the bugs fall off, but I'll be looking out for
them.
I know, don't you? Yeah. Made me worry. I'm going to have a look. Hey, let's jump into the show. We've got so much gossip. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Thank you. So Ben Affleck appears to be very frustrated, venting to his ex-wife, Jennifer Gardner. So we spotted Ben blowing off steam during a recent encounter with his ex-wife Jennifer Gardner. He was photographed venting to Jen on the sidewalk in Los Angeles in what appeared to be a very animated conversation. We have some paparazzi video, and Ben's arms are flailing around, and he's really expressive. At one point, he is even seen staring at Jen, who looks at him like, enough. Although Ben appears to be upset, it doesn't appear that he's upset with her. She's much calmer, and so this might mean it is about something else. The video also has an exchange of them going for a stroll together. That's nice. However, they do appear to get into a very heated discussion. What do you think about all this? Is this just a desperation to find a lead story on a Monday, or is Ben frustrated?
I think Ben Affleck was just frustrated, as we all were watching Big Pass Away on the Sex and the City reboot,
right,
and
right.
He just needed some avenue to take it out on, and you know he had to talk out his feelings with his ex-wife. I mean, that's what I took from
if
it.
If a paparazzi follows you and your lovely wife around, Garrett, they'd probably see, I guess, I've seen you with your wife, lots of smiles, you're a happy couple, but every couple, even the most happy couples, even ex-couples, occasionally can get a little bit animated on the sidewalk. Is it just the moment?
You gotta think it most likely could be something to do with the kids. You know what I mean? Someone did something and they're frustrated about
right.
it, or Ben obviously was frustrated about it. But the other thing too is, and maybe you could look into that, do they play us at times? Like, they know they're being watched. You know what I mean? So, like, Ben is flailing his arms. You go, I'm just flailing my arms. They have no idea what I'm saying right
Maybe.
Now. We can really just throw them
Maybe
off.
In the beginning, but I think after 10 years longer, more than a decade of being super famous, they've just given in to the fact that they're going to be photographed wherever
right.
they go. But it does bring us to our poll question of the day. Ben Affleck appears to be frustrated venting to his ex-wife. Were they talking about J-Lo? We're so bad here. So Garrett thinks they're talking about Mr. Big and Sex and the City, or maybe the children. I'm asking, were they talking about J-Lo? I mean, they've got to talk about Jennifer Lopez, wouldn't you? I'd have millions of questions about her if I was Jennifer Gardner. What's she like? Does she always look that gorgeous? What does she look like without her makeup? Were they talking about J-Lo? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page is Naughty Gossim. And it's you to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett, love, what are you working get on that?
Well, first, let me tell you, I got two stories for you. One, Rob Shooter, I don't know if you saw this last night, but Peloton had a response
yes!
to Mr. Big passing away.
Yes!
I mean, let's talk about that real quick. So if you're not unfamiliar, Sex and the City reboot came back last week, and literally they killed off Mr. Big in the first episode because he was on a Peloton bike and he had a heart attack. Mm. Of course, everybody over the weekend was like, how come Peloton would do that? How would they allow something like that? So late last night, Peloton put out a response ad featuring Mr. Big, Chris North. Looks like a scene from Sex and the City,
yes.
asking if she wants to go for another ride, very Sex and the City-esque. And then Ryan Reynolds comes in with a voiceover talking about the positive effects of doing a Peloton bike ride and how it's good for your heart. And at the end, he goes, he's alive. And that's it. And that's his response.
It's genius. It's genius.
I think we all got played personally.
Oh,
I think we all
you
got
know what?
Played.
There's a lot of talk about it today, particularly people that work in show business. Could they shoot that commercial that quickly? Yes. Or did they know about this? Was this in the can all along? Mr. Big is certainly the winner here, Chris Noff, because he not only got paid for one episode of Sex and the City, but he also got paid now for a huge commercial as well. I'm going to poke about on this all day. I'm not convinced that this wasn't genuine. I think it actually was a response. I think that Peloton knew their bike was going to be involved in Sex and the City,
correct.
But they didn't know the storyline. And that's often the case with product placement. There's even a story today in the New York Times, of all places, Fancy Pants, asking, could Peloton sue for defamation? And there is actually a legal precedent here that if you defame somebody's product, you can possibly sue.
But here's the thing, though, Rob Shooter, which has given the New York Times put out that article, but I also think they're just jumping ahead of it, because if you look at it, what's an instant response? Peloton didn't have all they said was, you know, bike rides are good. You know, it's good for your health. Not like, oh, we're going to sue. We're going to take this to court. They played coy. They played quiet. They played subtle. Because they knew what was happening. They knew what they had lined up.
So you think this was already in the can? So you think they knew that they were going to wait 2 days and then they were going to put out this commercial? Ryan Reynolds, Chris Noth, I've got to say, even though both those guys are really great, they don't move fast. And that's not about them. That's the machinery of Hollywood. To pull together a commercial, to get the lights, the costumes, the set, the script, the edit, the music, and then this is the really complicated part, to get the airtime. But this tells me why it might be real. It's not airing on TV. It's only online. So I can buy ads on the internet literally 2 hours from now. I can't on television. They're all booked already. So if Garrett and I, if we want to cut an ad for this podcast, it's going to take at least a couple of months to get it on TV because they're just booked. All the ads are gone until after Christmas. So the fact it's not on TV and it's only running online makes me believe I think this could be spur of the moment. I'll figure it out. I promise I will figure it out.
We'll argue about it. All right. Let's get back to where we were originally heading. Sorry, we went off topic right there. Tom Holland, Spider-Man, mm-hmm. Big movie coming out. So, and I'm sorry if you're listening to this as you're maybe eating lunch or breakfast or whatever the case may be, or even dinner for that case matter. So Tom Holland, Spider-Man, accidentally farted on his girlfriend, Zendaya, during the Spider-Man stunt. And it wasn't during like one of those kisses or whatever, but he says, so he was talking to SiriusXM and he said, it's tough. The suit's tight, which is so true. I mean, I was Spider-Man for Halloween 1 year. The harness just squeezes it out because, you know, Spider-Man flies around. I could only imagine what that does. Like, you feel it in your stomach, too, and there's nothing you can do. You're hanging in the middle of the air, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, it's... I could only imagine.
I know, but he didn't have to do it on her. Couldn't he squeeze it out while he was flying solo?
Did you ever play Peter Pan in one of it? Like it's not easy wearing one of those horses, Rob Shooter.
And we do all fart. Let's be honest about that. So even though Garrett was kind enough to give a little like warning and apology, we do all do it. Nobody wants to talk about it. We're that type of show now. We've been friends a long time. We can talk about this.
Right.
Have you ever farted in front of your wife? I'm not going to say on your wife. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. And the worst time possible is in the middle of the night when you wake, when you both wake up and you're like, what the hell was that?
The first time.
And it was me, not her. Let's preface that. I don't need any DMs or tweets going at my wife. This was solely me.
We all do it there. We do all do it. And it's a terribly embarrassing thing. I have farted in front of Bruce. And the first time I farted in front of him, we hadn't been dated very long. Oh, it was so...
You said, well, you know, this is great. You know, I had a great time in this relationship. I gotta go.
I knew I loved him. His response was good.
And here's the thing, too. Tom Holland even admitted, he goes, it was obvious.
Right.
Zendaya even said it was so obvious. She joked with him. And then Tom said, no, I fessed up immediately.
You've got
it. Like,
you've got to. No, you've got
that.
To. Particularly if it's a smelly one, too. Because in the past, I've pretended it was the dog, Poor Dombey.
The worst is when you deny it, Roger. The worst
is when
I mean, the dog and kids are easy to get away with because kids can't argue with you and dogs can't respond.
I once blamed it on a goldfish, too. I know. I seen this guy and he had a goldfish. And then he's like, Robert, I know you've got to admit to doing it. Hey, I love that story. Okay, moving along, a little bit of breaking news. Armie Hammer has left rehab. So he spent most of 2021 in rehab, facing really serious accusations of violence against women and even a cannibalistic sex addiction.
Remember that?
So the Sun is reporting that he's out of rehab after 9 months, and they say he's doing very well, and he's back in the Cayman Islands. However, he still does remain under investigation in Los Angeles for shocking charges that he displayed violent and even cannibalistic urges during sex. A former lover claims that he mentally, emotionally, and sexually abused her during their 4-year relationships. The Sun claims they've seen text messages between the couples where he says, quote, I need to drink your blood. So he's out of rehab, but the Los Angeles police are still investigating him.
Wasn't Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie like this in their relationship, but with each other, not like random people that they met?
Yeah, I think they will blurt around each other's neck, right. But I don't think that's the same as abusing somebody, even accusations of rape and even accusations of cannibalism. It is shocking, shocking allegations, but he is out of rehab. Hey, what's going on with Kim? I believe she's changing her name.
So this is interesting. So Thursday night, there was a big concert out in L.A. with Ye, yes. Her former husband, soon-to-be former husband, and Drake. And in one of the Kanye songs, it's called Runaway. Towards the end, he did a little ad-lib where he says, "Please run back to me, Kimberly."
Oh,
you know, it's not in the
sweet.
Song. And everybody's like, "Oh, how did Kim Kardashian respond on Friday?" She filed court papers to legally be single.
So she is not running back.
She wants to drop the name West. Oh. She just wants to be Kim Kardashian. And she so Kanye's plea really didn't work out well for him. So but here's the interesting thing though. So over the weekend, Kim Kardashian kind of gave us a little look into her house. Mm. For the Christmas season, and on the mantle are stockings, and one stocking is for one Kanye, and so he's still a part of it, which I get for the kids, but it kind of is like, okay, you just filed to be separated, but you're still a stocking, so maybe she figures in her head she's going to work it out for the kids, but she's still going to file to be single.
My sources tell me Kim is walking a tightrope here, and is really walking on eggshells. We know what Kanye is like when he gets upset, so although she wants this to end, she's being very careful about it, and she does love him too. Let's not be too cynical here. There is love. He's always going to be the father of her children, but she wants her name back. She's going to go by Kim Kardashian, drop the West. What's really interesting about this is a high power attorney, Laura Wasser. She's really a big deal. I think she did Jessica Simpson and Nick's divorce and Angelina Jolie's. She's been brought in, and what they doing now is she wants to be legally single before they split up all their wealth and access to the children, because that's the stuff right. that takes years of negotiation. We still know Brad Pitt is going through that with Angelina Jolie, but once they are legally single, then they can marry again, they can file individual taxes, and then they can figure out all the other stuff afterwards.
So Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, they could have, they could have had a different situation if one of them filed to be single before they...
Brad and Angelina are legally single. Now they're figuring out all the other stuff. So Brad or Angie could get married again, but now they're figuring out custody and the wealth. And because there's so much money there, it's going to go on for years. Quickly before we go to break, Kim Cattrall is basking in the social media praise following this sort of disastrous return of Sex and the City. So Sex and the City is back. Most people are not liking it. I saw it. It's not great. It's just not funny anymore. It used to be really funny. And I don't know. It feels to me as if it's just a big cash grab. However, I'm not the only one that thinks that. A lot of people are saying, Kim Cattrall, I applaud you for making choices not to be part of this. Kim liked the tweet. There's another tweet out there by a publicist saying that the list of pop culture news items that are over are Kim Cattrall leaving Sex and the City. Kim liked that too. So it's a little shady because she's not really speaking about it, but I think a little bit of a like says everything. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we like you, and we will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Gareth Vogel. Hey, let's get to the polls, Vogel. I love a fanfare. Okay, so Jesse Smollett was convicted after staging a hate crime nearly 3 years ago after claiming he was attacked. Is this justice or not? Let's have a look here. Judge Judy, 91% of you think it is justice. I agree with the majority. Where are you, Gareth?
I agree, and I think we all know where Don Lemon agrees.
We agree. I saw Don yesterday for brunch, and Don's going through a lot at the moment. He's lost his best friend Chris Cuomo, Jesse Smollett, right. And so I agree with the majority, 91%. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there, and it's you to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, it's becoming more and more official as the days and weeks go on with Adele and her boyfriend Rich Paul, who happens to be LeBron James's best friend slash agent. So here's what happened. So Rich Paul just got a new collaboration, not for a singer, not for a new artist of an athlete that he's signing, but he got his own sneaker from New Balance, the 550 sneakers. Personally, not a fan of New Balance, but to each their own. There are many out there that do like them. So Adele put amazing. She put on her Instagram story, congratulations, Rich Paul, along with a sweet message, of course. And given you are dating the guy who has the sneakers, you get free sneakers out of this. I mean,
so
she was wearing the sneakers, of course. So it was great. She goes, when talking about Rich Paul, she goes, I met him at a birthday party. We're on the dance floor. And then we met a couple of years later. And, she started opening up to Oprah, of course, how she, fell in love with him. And this is... it doesn't feel fast, but it feels like it's going at a normal person's pace,
like
you and I pace, like in a relationship where it's not like,
I like it.
It's not too fast, not too slow.
I
like
it. I like it. I like it. Well, how do you feel, though, about her promoting her boyfriend's products?
Like, she's supporting.
I think that's very nice. I mean, Adele has been very, very strict, though. She gets offered every commercial in the world, and she said no to most of them. And now she's using her voice, Bum Bum, to promote him. So I think it's a really nice thing.
Well, yeah, you do the same too.
Garrett, I will support your books and your fragrance and,
and my sneakers.
And your sneakers.
But when Bruce has a show come out.
All I'm going to talk about, it comes out in April, buy tickets now. And now it's just in the day. You're absolutely right. Okay, now I notice the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Madonna is calling out 50 Cent for his BS apology that she claims is not valid. So she said, you can take your fake apology. It's BS and not valid. So all this is coming after 50 went after Madonna in November after she shared some very, very racy images of herself. 50 Cent compared the photographs, these racy pictures, to the Wizard of Oz and was really not that kind about Madonna. She clapped back and now he's apologising, but Madonna is saying, no, 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 no. An apology is not valid if you don't know what you're apologising for. I think she's right. I'm big on apologies. I mess up all the time and I can really step up and say sorry, but you can only actually mean it if you know why you are doing it. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you
yes,
get a Rob.
Rob's
so why have all of us been holding on to grudges for so many years? It's because we don't understand that letting go of a grudge has nothing to do with the person that wronged you, but rather it's about you. Don't forgive because they deserve it. Forgive because you deserve it. Ooh, thank you.
Very well said, Rob Shooter.
Uh-huh. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And all together now, let me hear you singing out loud. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be.
You've got to
nice.
Be.
Take
nice.
Care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.